Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 240 of the Coolin' Out podcast. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. What's good, people? What's up, man? How are you?
Just chilling, man. Just chilling, man. Just coming back to myself after the hellish weekend I had. Yeah, my hellish
Saturday.
What's
wrong with us?
But coming back to myself.
Saturday was very unexpected.
Left the devil's grasp. We're good, so I'm good.
Yeah, that shit had me banged up for a couple of days. Just now, really starting to feel like myself, honestly.
Ditto.
Yesterday, I was so tired. I was just like,
ditto. Took a nap after work.
Had a lot of expectations on me for Monday morning. I was just like, why all these emails like just flying past me? But yeah, that definitely wasn't where things got. Wasn't the expectation?
No,
for Saturday.
Not at all. Not at all.
But I saw you on Sunday. Did you bike over?
Mm-hmm.
Electric, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right. Wise man. You want too much cardio on you?
No.
That worked.
Yeah, I'm happy it's a shortened week for me. Just getting through.
You got Friday off, right?
Mm-hmm. In honor of Juneteenth.
Shouts to them. My company is sending out a Juneteenth email. And asked me to proofread it. Like, all right. Take it how you want to take it.
Yeah,
I'll leave it out there. But, yeah, man, I'm definitely about to keep shit low key now. I got, not this upcoming weekend, but the weekend after, going to LA, going to Vegas for my cousin's birthday. So, I already know it's like you can't avoid that. You know, you can't avoid the demons there. So,
good luck.
I'm gonna try my best, but I also know myself. Trying my best isn't enough.
Prayer, man. Good luck.
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
good luck.
About to be, you know, getting heavy in the gym, eating right for these next 2 weeks, because I just know that weekend's gonna be just torture, just torture to the body.
Very unhealthy. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. My cousin hit me, was like, do you need anything like special? Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, Gatorade and fruit. Like, just have Gatorade and some fruit and I'm good.
How many days out there y'all spending?
We're in Vegas or in LA?
Vegas.
Two. And then one in LA.
All right. That sounds
like two. Yeah, no, you can't be there for too much longer than that.
No, you cannot.
No, you cannot. I'm bringing cash, so I know how much I'm spending.
You like, should. Yeah, you
definitely that's should. That's a death trap.
Mm-hmm.
Especially at night, you blacked.
Yeah.
Start swiping in the weirdest places.
Nope. I've been out there once. I didn't even gamble. I was like, don't do it. I didn't even gamble.
Actually, when I went out there, no, I didn't gamble either. I've only like really gambled like when I bet in New Orleans a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, like I've never won much. I won like $200, and I was just like, all right, I'm moving away. But they get you though because it's like there's no clocks on the wall.
No, it's like free drinks.
And yeah, free drinks while you're actively gambling. So it's like no clocks on the wall. You're getting drunk. You just constantly focus on the table, on the table, on the table. You look up, hours could go by.
Mm-hmm. Well, check them alerts on your phone.
Some spots have like terrible service in them too.
They smart. They really know what they're doing. Yeah.
Strap your ass up in there. Since you gotta have a watch, you gotta keep looking at something.
Prayer for you. Well, at least you have a lot of fun coming your way, man. So that's good for you.
That sounds like too much fun, though. Like
my social calendar light. I'm brunched out.
Yo, I ain't gonna talk too much about in details about this, but like.
No, we're not.
this brunch deal that we got, though, was insane, right? So initially, I'm like, yo, we're gonna just keep using this. Like, and now I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to use it again. Like,
I'm with you.
What's your mama say? Everything that's good ain't good for you? Some shit.
Crunch that won't end.
Yeah.
God damn.
Just a never-ending brunch until September. Like, yo. Yeah, that shit is just, I mean, it's a deal. It's a steal, but like.
Not with them group of people.
No.
Anywho.
Yeah, I will say one thing. I looked up late at night and I'm like, why the fuck am I here? Like the day just started always moving. Hits. Day just started moving. And when it kicked in, I'm like, why am I here? Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, something random though. I just started like heavily getting into FIFA, like the video game, which is like nuts how dope it is. Like, it's actually really dope. So I've just been like playing that a little bit, and then like the UEFA, whatever the fuck, the European like cup is on right now. So I've been watching it, and I'm like, yo, I've been like slowly like. I'm telling you, I'm trying to pick up some good habits, Kev.
There you go. I'm not good.
I'm gonna get into this because I was having going down to what's that bar that we hated it? That's a soccer bar. No, not that one. Roblin. That's a soccer bar. Remember because like they were like tripping about putting the basketball game on because it's like a soccer heavy spot. Mm-hmm. I might just start finding some new hobbies, some new habits.
There you go.
Just like fucking going down a block, kicking the ball around or some shit. I picked up a basketball for the first time in like years this weekend. Start doing that again. Just got the tennis racket. Just, I gotta be better. I gotta treat myself better.
Ditto. Ditto. Ditto.
I don't know what else to say. I just gotta.
I
know
either. Yeah, just gotta take action.
Better.
Yeah, I really do.
It's like have to like people like us. We just gotta go cold turkey on it though. It's like there's no other way.
Yeah, it's just taking too much. I'm now myself on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's just. Is that again?
It hurts. I don't want to. Yeah. I said it hurts. I don't even describe the scene. My girl said she walked in. I don't even want to describe the scene, the crime scene. And then I woke up like, how you got here?
I told my fiance, just thank you for loving me and watching me grow.
It's a slow process. It's a long, slow, arduous process. Like, yo. Miss Donovan would be so disappointed in us. He's like, big Jim, doing the same shit in 11 years straight.
Oh, God.
You just look at us with disgust. Ah, man. Anyway, enough about that. Woo! All right. Semifinals. We in the playoffs now. There's so much going on, man.
Yeah, it's been a while, so we gotta, you know, pour something for our fallen soldiers.
Who, Bron and them?
Bron, Curry, Dame, Jokic.
Oh no, we had guests these past couple of weeks.
Guests, yeah, we've been guest out.
Yeah, been guest out.
Finally open up the platform. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. But, yes.
You know, shout to them.
Yeah, shout out
first
to Bron
team. Fallen, you know, soldiers. How we
do. You know how we do. Bron them, Dame them, Joker them. I'm John Morant. Cool, that's what's up. who out of the East? The Knicks. Oh, RP.
Yeah.
Celtics. Oh, we knew that was gonna happen. So I was surprised.
Yeah. I don't really.
You know what's gonna happen.
Good for y'all.
And then there's one other series I'm not thinking about. Oh, the Heat got swept.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
At least they got swept at home.
Didn't see that.
You can quickly arrange your plans. At least.
They just got swept and got right in their car. Hopped on the yacht.
That's the only saving grace. But yeah, man.
Imagine you got swept and got to spend the night in Milwaukee.
Oof.
Things could always be worse. There's a bright side.
That's a fact.
Swept in Miami.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, RIP, Fallen Soldiers. Now we got, like, I don't even know, like, which series do you want to start with? We'll start with the Nets, Bucks, or?
I guess because it's tonight. Yeah. Why not?
So, Nets, I mean, the Bucks really lucking out, man. Because them first two games that were played in Brooklyn, I thought they were going to get swept. Like, I was like, damn, this doesn't even look competitive at all. I don't understand why players play different at home than they do away. Like, I mean, I understand, like, slight discrepancy in your game. Fam, they lost by 50-something. They were down by, like, 50-something at one point.
Yeah, that was, like, did y'all go out in Brooklyn? Were y'all out in New York? Like,
it's time out in New York or something. Yeah.
And they lucked out in game three.
Game three, yeah. That game was ugly.
Yeah, that score was from the 90s.
86-83.
They lucked out with that one, too.
And, like, no one could score. Like, nobody. It was ugly. So
it's hard to – they were pretty commanding, but it's hard to tell because Kyrie gets injured, second quarter. So I can't say they would have won if he – that one could have went either way. They went on a run right before he went out, but it's Kyrie and KD, so who knows if he stayed in the game.
Yeah.
And then the Nets get deflated. Runs. Yeah.
NBA's all about runs. But here we are, 2-2.
Here we are, 2-2.
Game five tonight.
Harden saw that easy ring go away when Kyrie's ankle touched the court. Ooh.
He stretched the hamstring out.
Now he said he'll give it a go.
Oh, is he definitely playing tonight?
He went from out to questionable. He's playing tonight, barring any setbacks in pregame.
Shoot around, right? Yeah.
Shoot around, yeah. Well,
if he was going to be set, he's going to be out. They would have said it by now. I'm sure they're already shooting around. It's 6:39 right now. Next game's at 8:30.
He wasn't going to be playing if Kyrie was in. But that ring slipping. That you ain't forced your way out for nothing.
Immediately, he went in the back and started stretching the hammy out.
I hope it's like, I hope you know what he's doing. That's all I'm going
to
say.
That's a fact, because what I don't want to see happened to him is what happened to AD.
Which you knew. That was the...
Played for five minutes, right? If that.
And from the moment he stepped on the court, you could tell.
Yeah.
But at least it didn't get as bad as KD. Because KD looked good until he didn't. AD looked bad from the beginning, but at least he didn't aggravate his injury any worse to, like, take him out next season.
Well, at least what we know, we haven't heard any reports since they got kicked out.
That is a fact, actually.
I haven't heard nothing about that. literally nothing. He just left the game and nothing. That was it. They got eliminated.
I thought he was sitting on the side. I turned off when I saw him sitting on the.
I mean, you're right, but that doesn't mean nothing actually got worse. We don't know. I haven't heard anything since then.
Yeah, I hope Harden know what he's doing. Still, I mean, you got to target him if you're the Bucks.
Who?
You got to go at him, Harden. You got to test his health if he's out there.
I mean, you go at him anyway on defense, so.
I know, but especially, they should still, assuming he's not going to, if he comes back and, like, drops 30 tonight, then I just don't know these players' health, and none of this makes any sense to me. Like,
no.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know how you go from I can't play to I'm going to come out now. I feel good without being involved. I'm joking.
As it stands, who would you pick to win the series?
Without Harden or with Harden?
As it stands, knowing that he might play tonight.
That he might play tonight. I mean, I'm going to have to go with the Bucks, but I mean, I'm not confident in that. I'm not That's confident fine. In anything. just because, like, these, like, especially, like, the Nets players specifically, like, they seem to not be affected by injury. Like, KD, when he came back this year, was balling as soon as he got on the court.
No, Harden he did before. Miss, like, 20 games. Remember, he had that quad or something.
I know, KD. But then he came back and continued balling.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Gotcha.
Yeah, and then remember Harden came back and he was like, oh, I do this and drop like 18 and 13 and some nonsense like his first game back.
But then he was out in like, what, 30 seconds?
I know, so, but we seen him be fat and like out of shape and still just come back and like it's nothing. And they only really need it for two games. Like, you only need it for two games. And the Bucks are not that impressive. Now I'm talking myself out of it because the Bucks are not really that impressive. Outside of Chris Middleton.
I just searched his Harden's name on Twitter, and Wode said he went through practice without an issue. I'm going with the Nets to win the series. Harden's here?
He back?
He worked his hamstring through shoot-around without an issue, and we'll do the same prior to tip-off. So, assuming he's playing, and I don't trust the Bucks. I'm going with the Nets to win the series.
I don't blame you.
Did I make it
controversy?
Did I make it to Saturday? Huh?
Like game seven?
Yeah. Did the Bucks make it to Saturday? Is there a game seven? I should ask. That's all. Yeah. Is there a game seven?
Yeah, it's definitely a game seven. Yeah, it's definitely a game seven. If there is, we should look into Saturday. We should go if there's a game seven.
Nets hosting?
Yeah,
they are.
It'll be Saturday. It'll be Sunday, right?
No, it's Saturday.
Oh, today's Tuesday. I'm tripping recording.
Yep, every other night. Every other night.
Yeah, we should go. Last time I checked, tickets were like $91 for tonight. This is tickets for like $80-something.
Yeah, tickets as low as $144 might be at the moment.
Might be slightly expensive.
For game seven, yeah.
Saturday. And it's a Saturday.
TBD.
Yeah. Actually, no, I'm not committing to that.
I'm not committing either. We'll give you the play by ear. I don't even got a time for the game. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm not committing to anything right now.
Yeah.
I got enough problems in my life.
Word.
Nah, man, Bucks and seven. I'm rocking it. I'm rocking out.
Staying with the Nets.
That's more hope than anything.
I expect it. A monster game from KD tonight.
Nah. Right. I really wish Harden wasn't playing, though. Only because I want KD to have to live up to those expectations they expect from LeBron. Where it's literally you and a bunch of nobodies, and everyone expects you to fucking put up a triple-double and still win the game. You're the best player on the planet. Why don't you step up and win? I would have loved to see that for KD.
It's never the same.
I know, but I would have loved to see him in that situation. Fail.
Hey, I'm with you.
And then have to see what the critics had to say.
It's even worse if he fails now with an MVP next to him. So if you're right, it's even worse now if he fails.
But he ain't gonna fail with an MVP next to him. We know this. This is all hope that I'm picking the Bucks on. This is like
I know.
Heart over mind.
I'm tired of hope though. We
you hoped out.
The things we want hardly ever happen. Like,
very true.
Bron won last year. The Clippers actually lost that 3-1.
We won.
Aside from that, like, I know, but they are like yesterday. Wanted the Jazz to win, but what we said. So without question, I mean the Clippers are gonna mop them, and it was with no surprise. They just
God, that was surprising to me that they got mopped like that. From the jump, it was like, yo, y'all not gonna win tonight.
Yeah, I was like, yo, damn, when Conley coming back, Bron, why, bro?
With those questions cross your mind,
it's a nasty postseason.
It really is though. And like, imagine real talk. No, but like, think about this: if the Bucks beat the Nets, no matter who they play or whoever you know makes to the finals, it's probably one of the lowest rated finals in like the past decade or so.
Oh, without question, the biggest. I don't even who's the biggest star that draws ratings left. I know in name value, but I don't. Like, I saw an article, they said Steph and LeBron, they drive the highest ratings. They're both gone. I don't even know of the people left. I know Katie's the biggest player name-wise, but I don't know.
I mean, they would bring the most ratings out of all the rest of these teams, but if they got eliminated...
Oh, damn. Oh, my God.
Probably Philly, just because of, like, the Northeast bias, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only team that's really in a relatively large market. I guess Phoenix is a large market, but sports-wise, no one really looks at them, you know, in that sense.
I'm rooting for you tonight, Giannis. You know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, but like, if they have like the Milwaukee versus Phoenix, I'm gonna watch. But I don't know how many casual fans gonna be watching.
I'm gonna watch.
I'm gonna watch. I'm saying I don't know how many casual fans are gonna be watching.
That's on Silva. This March, this war of attrition is finally over. Let's see.
Man, you said they're still gonna like restart the season back on track again.
How many must we lose?
Did they not learn?
How many must we lose? How many must we lose? Hey.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's what it is.
And I heard that like they're like trying to like rush together a summer league as well. I'm like, this shit is gonna be nuts.
Right.
Like, why are they like, it's like everyone is like so, I guess, like even not even just like leagues, I'm talking about like work, like, you know, every like companies like are just so like eager to like get things back to normal, even when you can see that normal might necessarily be the right way to do things.
Right.
Or wasn't the most, you know, effective way to do things. Like, there's no need to be going to the office 5 days a week, fam. Nowhere. No one. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no need for that. Silver, I'm sure you've seen that people, you know, enjoy the NBA going later into the summer. Like, what's the issue? Like,
I guess ratings? I don't know.
Against who? Baseball?
I don't know.
Maybe because it's pushing too close up until the Olympics next year. Olympics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a mandate to try to have it done before the Olympics.
Yeah, I saw this random. Like, I saw Dame and Draymond Green committed. You moved.
Like, who left is going to want to go to the Olympics anyway?
You moved?
I'll watch.
If Dame's the best player, we win gold?
I got to see the rest of the team.
If Dame's the best player, do we win gold?
Yes. Foolish. We should. He a top 10 player.
Fam, we finished. What year was that we finished seventh in the FIBA?
Sorry, say it again?
What year was that we finished seventh in like FIBA? Was that 2018?
Who was our best? Celtics? Them world champ. Yeah, come on now. Those Celtics, come on.
Seventh in the FIBA?
I don't even know what that roster looked like.
I know Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kemba Walker, Donovan Mitchell.
Mad Celtics. Ooh.
Mad Celtics. Seventh. It's embarrassing.
I'm gonna look up that roster as we speak.
We should have known at that point that this current Celtics roster wasn't gonna work.
That is so embarrassing. Yeah, it's down bad. Damn.
Trying to trade Kemba Walker now.
Oh, this is come on.
Tell us, say it.
Derek White, Donovan Mitchell. Okay, this is 2019. Derek White, Donovan Mitchell, Joe Harris, Marcus Smart, Harrison Barnes, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Mason Plumlee, Miles Turner, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton, and Kemba Walker.
Nah, they weren't going.
Come on now.
But
who's
seven?
The best player? I agree. Who's the best player on that team?
In 2019?
Summer 2019, who was the best player?
Tatum or Middleton, I guess.
Come on.
At that time, I don't remember.
Don't utter their names with Dame. Come on, don't do Dame like that. Don't utter their names with Dame.
All right, so if Dame and Draymond Green are the best players on the team.
All right, now you just relax.
I'm asking a question.
That's quite a drop.
Draymond brings other intangibles.
Oh, my God.
You can't calculate him.
Okay.
He sets good screens. Great on-ball defender.
The greatest. Remember, he the greatest.
That's what he said. Better than Robin.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, I guess, I don't know, man. It just doesn't make... It just doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. It's like the best players in our league likely aren't going to be playing in the Olympics anyway.
They aren't.
Because they're older now. Bron, KD, Steph, Kawhi definitely ain't going to play. The best play possible going to get is probably, you know, Giannis, just because he's younger. And obviously Dame playing because he know he ain't going nowhere. He know he ain't going deep in the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying. What if you're coming off a deep playoff run?
He ain't.
I'm talking about Giannis. Why would I play?
And Giannis ain't even American. What am I talking about?
That's true. Yeah.
I'm tripping.
We don't want him to play.
Damn. Yeah, Giannis ain't American. Luka ain't American. Yeah. Joker's not American. Embiid's not American. Is Dame my only top 10? I guess Anthony Davis, but he don't need to be playing no extra basketball games.
I don't want him to play. God pray he don't play. He really need all the rest he can get.
He don't need to be playing no extra basketball games.
Not at all. Steph could play if he wanted.
Who?
Steph.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know
why. On vacation for a minute.
No, I thought I heard Seth. I was like, fam. What? That's a deep drop off.
What?
I was like, I'll take Chris Middleton, fam. I'll take Chris Middleton.
Your boy showing up tonight? Chris Middleton showing up tonight in the Barclays?
I ain't gonna lie, that's my boy now. I'm claiming he look like you, but that's my boy. That's my best fam now. He been balling out these past two games. He's been carrying them. All
right. So I'm carrying him on the road. Show up on the road.
We gonna see. But he been looking like a true all-star these past two games.
All right, we'll see. We'll see.
More than Giannis. I mean, Giannis is, you know, he can't do anything if he's not dunking it.
He had a good stat line the other game. His stat line was better than his actual game, though. I watched the whole game. His stat line was way better. I was like,
that's what I'm saying.
34-12.
Hmm? It doesn't come up in effective moments. Like, it literally is just like, it's like he scores to keep the game going. But like when it's crunch time, they just lock him up. He can't do anything. He can't shoot free throws. I don't understand why it takes him long to shoot a free throw.
Yeah, when you got that rule being imposed on you, that's crazy.
Fam, you suck at free throw line anyway. Just shoot that shit. Just throw it up there.
He can't shoot. Forget free throws, period.
I know, but what I'm saying is that's an embarrassment. First of all, whenever he shoots a three, it don't look like it's ever going in.
You keep saying three. When he shoots anything, it doesn't look. Foul line, you know, none of it looks good.
Now he got a little decent flow to game.
Okay, all right.
He made like one floater, and I was like, that looks good. And he came back down the next play, tried to do another one. And it looked like the form was completely different. I'm like, what just happened?
You prayed a word tonight. You prayed a word streaky gets attached to him. He gets streaky. That's what you pray. Because
I just pray he just keeps taking it to the rack. Because like game one and two, you shoot with 8-3.
He does be looking on. Yeah, that's what's crazy.
Why are you shooting so many?
With Blake Griffin on you.
To keep him honest? For what? They don't care if you shoot those.
I mean, it's still an even series. They saying Kyrie might not play the rest of the way, so.
Now it's an even series.
I wish Bron was still in the playoffs, but all the remaining series are like best of threes. I'm intrigued by them all. So, I mean, it could be worse.
They're good. I've been watching all of Philly, Atlanta, and Brooklyn.
Your Philly team. Pray for Embiid. You still got them?
You got to talk to Carl. But, yeah, I got faith in them. I'm shocked they lost yesterday.
Yeah.
Looked like they was going to pull that out. And then I looked up. I was washing dishes. Looked away. Washing dishes. Throwing dishes in the dishwasher. let me not lie. and came back, and they were down by, like three or something like that. I'm like, what the hell just happened? Like, when I left, they were up by like 12. And I could hear, I was listening to the game, so I could hear like the momentum changing. Biden Rouse was changing that much. And Embiid 0-12 in the second half. Got to redeem himself.
And Capella says a different game when he get fatigued. It's hard to pick against them, though. It's hard to see them lose.
Capella loves talking. Shut up.
Philly in what? 6 or 7?
Nah, they're going to win in 6. They're going to win this. They're going to win the next two. So
they're going to win the next two?
They're going to win the next two. So
Philly in 7.
Nah, it's over. They're going to win the next two. Right. No more love for Mice Trey.
Okay. And Utah Clippers.
Don't care about the series no more.
It's over?
Clippers in 6. I don't care about the series no more.
They got me tracking Conley's progress. They need him.
Started off so great.
Something must be wrong with Donovan's ankle.
He looks hurt. And also, he's injured.
That and Clippers going small, which they should. I get it. It's a game of adjustments. It's like when you make certain adjustments, it's like crystal clear. Why have you been doing this before?
Like, it's like, why'd you go a whole game without doing this?
Yeah, but hey. Oh, and your boy, playoff.
Huh?
He done shown up the last two games.
Way off? Nah, he's been balling.
The last two.
He's been balling.
They need Conley. They need him. See, only them hamstring and, these hamstring injuries and, well, hey, let's see.
He's back-to-backs, not having enough time to rehab and recover in between.
Yeah, so true. But he hasn't played since Game 5 Grizzlies. God, I don't even know when that was. How many weeks ago was – but I guess it's actually –
that's the wrong one.
You're right, and hamstring. Harden out with a hamstring, so.
Not Harden's playing now.
No, I'm saying how long he has been out. I was saying
oh, he's been out for a minute. I mean, with your hamstring, you can't – the problem with your hamstring is you can't – there's nothing to really do to
– you got to let it heal,
speed up the recovery. Like, you got to do your stretching, some rehab, some light exercises. Mm-hmm. It's not even just, like, shoot it up with something. Get out there and just be running around. Especially not for a sport like basketball, so much stopping and running, squatting, lateral movement.
Mm-hmm.
You see Harden when he first injured it, like in was that game one when he got hurt?
Yeah.
Went up for that layup and he was like, "Nah, I'm good. I'm done."
Yeah, I'm like, going right to the back.
There's nothing you can do. It reminds me of what series was that? A series with the Rockets when CP3 and Harden, and CP3 got injured at the end of game 5.
Five or six? Yeah, I think it might be 5. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was 5. They were up 3-2.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
And then I was like, he definitely come back for game 7. A hammy. He'd be back. Man couldn't go.
Oh, she wrote. Yeah, it'd be fascinating, man. Mad game 7, Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I mean, for viewing purposes.
If they get there.
Go to game 7.
They get there. If not.
Except for the next series.
Thursday and Friday, then. If not. But by next week, conference finals are set. Damn, man. We winding down.
Yeah, that's what I say. I get excited about the conference finals and NBA finals, but then it's like, then it just gets like boring because it's like one game every 2 days. So, you know. Oh,
cherish this next stretch. Cause
I'm going to have to. Let me see what the schedule looking like. There's only one game on tonight, two tomorrow, one Thursday.
To Friday. Hey, Phoenix, they're not playing. We're not here for your viewing pleasure.
Nah, shout out to CP3. Finally in the West. Not finally. He's in the West Conference Finals for the second time now.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah, man. I wish him nothing but the best. Hopefully, you know.
Luck's never been on your side like that, so.
Because if Donovan ain't going to do it, my boy CP and Book going to do it to him.
We'll see. if the Suns are that good. We'll see.
Nah, playoff. Paul George looks really impressive right now.
He hasn't looked. I still haven't picked against him heading into series, and he hasn't looked good. I just can't. On paper, they just at any time.
They loaded,
and at any time.
They just don't play up to their standards. Well, they didn't until these last two games, and then they just miraculously found themselves. I hate them. I don't need them to win for Bron's sake.
What happened in the regular season? Yeah, I know. I'm hating. I'm big hating.
Clippers win? It's not a good look, fam. What would be worse for you, the Clippers or the Nets winning?
The Clippers. I was actually thinking, I don't know why I hate it so much if I borrow away. I had to sit down and like, what's going on?
Had to reassess the feelings.
Their win is our win.
It's up there, though. It's up there in terms of my hatred level. I'm like, this is down a block from us. And I'm just like, nah, I don't want them to win. I don't care.
I just can't. Yeah.
Why don't we not want them to win?
I don't know.
Oh my God, that self-hate is real. We out here rooting for the millionaires in Manhattan.
Jesus.
Can't even support our own millionaires in Brooklyn.
The Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns in Milwaukee. Ugh. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be upset if Giannis got his first one. Or CP. That's my ideal matchup, you know, what I would like to see is the Bucks versus the Suns.
Something kind of
at that point, I'm just like, yeah, and I'm just like, I got nothing to lose. Yeah. I'll be happy for them.
Yeah.
I can finally watch the finals with no care. Like, nope, I don't know.
Word.
That'd be nice. It's been a while. Years.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Yeah, that's so true.
It's just been a minute to watch. We're like, all right, cool. I don't care who.
Complete, wins. Yeah, on either. Yeah. I guess that's what I'm rooting for.
Yeah. So it's been Braun, like root cheering for Braun, or hating against Golden State.
State, yeah. Shit, draining.
Whew. Just had us cheering for Kawhi, Toronto, like we're from the six.
And now look at it. Now look at it.
Now we're cheering against him. Yep. That shit is wild.
Cheering for the Mormons. Jesus. Sports Stop are crazy.
It. Stop it. Cheering for the most racist fan base in the league to win.
God's green area. Oh my goodness. Oh man. Yep. This side of Boston.
Oh. Yo, facts.
Oh man.
We want them to win.
We'll have a clear idea in a week. A clearer.
Let's win this round.
Hmm?
I said, yeah, just at least win the round.
We'll see.
I don't see it happening.
The Bucks win tonight, it's like they definitely lose on Thursday. That's what I'm thinking in my head. It don't happen like that.
You said if they lose tonight, they definitely lose on Thursday?
If they win tonight, they definitely lose on Thursday. I said.
Oh no, that's a fact. I believe that in my heart. There's no way the Bucks are winning two games.
Two, yeah, no way, right?
There's no way. Honestly, I'll be shocked if that happened. Like 100%, like flabbergasted. I'd be shocked too.
The most likely, the Clippers win the next two. Like that makes sense.
Yeah.
Philly win the next two. That makes sense. The Bucks. That'd be shocking. Atlanta wins the next two, that'd be shocking.
Fam, this whole honestly, nothing is shocking me anymore. This whole playoffs is like just all over the place. Like the team
LA lose the next two, I'd be shocked. I'm not gonna
lie. Like the least likely teams to be here outside of the Clippers and the Nets, they should be here. Who else should be here? No, I'm saying like if the Clippers and the Nets lose, right?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
That final four would just be
that'd
like,
be wild.
Wild. Yeah. Like be what wild. The hell?
Who the best player left in that? Oh, Giannis or Embiid, right?
Yeah, oh Embiid then for sure.
Jeez.
Just from a skill level, I think he's better than Giannis.
Yeah. And he was an MVP combos before he got here.
Yeah.
But Giannis is a two-time NBA.
Two-time.
But no, but
a lot of that's injury.
And from like you said, from a skill standpoint.
Oh, he's way more skilled than him. Giannis just somehow can seem to get to the rim and dunk at will.
Yeah, his resume far exceeds his ability. It's crazy.
It's nuts. When you actually watch him in the playoffs, it's like, oh, how's this dude dominating for 82 games?
A compliment of this. I think he had 34-12. I'm like, you can't shoot a lick. It's impressive, but it's like, damn.
How do you do it? And he doesn't look like he's that much bigger than people. You know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, why can't you stop him?
He got two MVPs on his mantle, and Blake Griffin sags off of him like to the point he's underneath the basket.
And then he still beats him around, still gets around him. You know where he's going, he still gets there.
Hey man. We'll see.
Harden was coming back though, because Harden hates him. So
And once that ring started to go away, the possibility of that ring.
I know, but also the possibility of being eliminated by Giannis, who like took all those shots at him.
True. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Couple of hours.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. This one should be good. Well, yeah. Fast forward a couple hours.
Yeah, right.
It's by 25.
I was just about to say that. It's a 40-point game. It's like, what? All right, I think we hit it all. You have anything else?
Nah.
All right, we'll just wait and see. People, keep you updated as the playoffs go along. As always, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go subscribe to that YouTube channel ASAP. You know, try to get the subscribers. That makes you guys send likes and all that good stuff on there. Got the full-length videos on there. Audio's available everywhere. Podcasts are streaming. Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. All that good stuff. Until next time, just cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.